What's going on, party people? It's your man AC5 in the building. And this is the fucking Smoking in the Boys Room edition. And I got my man D Rizzo with me. Shout out D Rizzo.
What's going on, Playboy?
D Rizzo over there. Lifelong friend right there. Go back like fucking stocking caps and waves. You know what I mean? And I ain't even had that back then. I just had a fucking fade. I wasn't blessed with the fucking locks. And he had them once upon a time, but he lost this shit too. So that's how that goes. Yeah, see how that go? Another ball head to the tribe. As you get older. Hold on. Shout out to Big Maul. Big Maul on the Reality Rap Show. Shout out to Big Maul in the building. Stack cash, stack loot, stack bounty all the time. We in a remote location at Big Maul's right now, and he just had a little incident. You know what I mean? They in the woods over there looking for, I don't know what they looking for in the woods, but somebody might have stepped in some motherfucking ivy. You know what I mean? I mean, the shit they smoked on High High either. That other ivy, that poison ivy, but everybody good? Y'all good over there? Y'all kill yourselves?
Alcohol is going to kill all the poison ivy. We're going to put some alcohol on D, too.
Just
sit cautious down here.
These motherfuckers out here right now. Walking out in the woods looking for the Keebler Elf and shit.
It's all good.
I don't know what's going on, man. Smoking in the boys' room right now, and you know what I mean? So I'm gonna put out here to y'all out here a little question. Things you did in your 20s you don't wanna do, or you don't see yourself doing in your 40s. You know, things you did once upon a time and shit, you know, that you did, you know, you don't see yourself doing that, or you shouldn't be doing that. And see myself, I'm gonna put out there, like, I don't see myself, you know, getting tore from the floor up driving. You know what I mean? Making it home the best way I can. And y'all know, like I know, I am Rusty Wallace on the steering wheel. You know what I mean? Jeff Gordon. You know, I slide right on in there.
You used to be. I slide. Like Craig Bandaman.
So I don't see myself, you know, driving like that like I used to in my 20s, you know what I mean? With a half a pint up in me, making it home the best way I can. And, you know what I mean? I don't see myself doing that in my 40s right now. That's one of my joints right there. And my other joint I'm not going to do. I don't see myself five-fingering discounting just because I can. And I feel like, you know what? You know, this is an era when they had tapes and CDs in the store. You can just take them once upon a time because they was just there for the taking. They're little singles, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you talking about in your 20s, though. You were still stealing tapes in your 20s.
I out of high school. I was out of high school, so I don't plan on doing that. You know who he's talking about. So D, I'ma throw it your way, man. Anything you see yourself doing in your young boy years, you don't see yourself doing right now, I mean
you talking about all these different situations.
I can throw out, you don't see yourself going to the fucking, you know,
there's
the
a lot of shit. I don't see
myself going to the porn sites no more, getting videos and shit up the road, up in the country roads and shit. You know, the little porn huts up there.
No, you might see Red D. I mean, Big D. Going through Red Barn once in a while.
Oh, man, the Red Barn still jumping out?
I'm not sitting in the booth or nothing.
Okay. Alright, well there you go. Shout that out. That's good shit. Hey, yo, this kind of show that is. Yeah.
I'm
it's the reality rap show, Smoking in the Boys Room edition.
But,
Smoking in the Boys Room right now.
You know, I mean, listen. I'm just saying. Right. I mean, in your 20s, you was there hard.
You just broke back.
Listen.
Yo, but the funny thing is, you just broke back some thoughts that I hadn't even thought about in at least 10 years.
Okay, that's why I'm here.
This is. We used to do.
Oh, man. That we got away with. Oh, man. Don't even know. was weed involved? Was marijuana involved? I believe marijuana was involved.
Maybe. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's
something
else. You know that Mad Dog used to
get in trouble. Shout out to this Mad Dog 2020 Banana Red era. If he was on that Once Upon a Time, I don't know if you know, Banana Red, Mad Dog Drinkers, or the Wild Irish Rose. Shout out to Busy B out there. That was you know, claim to fame.
You started drinking.
Man, what's up? Nah, I said, okay.
Playing the hermit. Now I know the chain, though. Now I know how it got passed to me.
That's exactly how you got it. Because I gave it to him.
I definitely got it.
Rob B gave it to me from his drunk ass dad. Drunk ass cheap dad used to drink that dumb shit. And we started drinking it, and then y'all didn't start drinking.
Thank you.
If I know it, I know now. Yeah, that's what I wouldn't do. I would never drink no motherfucking Mad Dog ever again. That's what I would do.
Facts.
I don't want it enough.
Kool-Aid and the cheapest liquor you can possibly find mixed together.
Don't put that in shit in none of y'all fucking recipes that y'all make y'all jungle juice and whatever else y'all gonna make y'all shit in. Nah, we don't want that. We don't want the monkey shit going on, man. Not at all. Go ahead, man. What you got, dude? Smoking in the boys' room, man.
You know what? You probably do better. You probably do better to remind me of some dumb nonsense that I did.
And
then I can tell you why I
want to do it. Hey, man, I got one for you. When you're picking out, paint for your car.
Woo!
When you're picking out paint for your car, make sure it's the right color paint you want for your car. When you get,
this is the perfect example, and
this is when you get handed down for all y'all kids and you know in school is learning how to drive. You know when you get your first car, and you know no matter who gave it to you, you know what I mean. So this is going back to the LTD era.
The Ford
LTD.
So what,
you know what I mean?
So what happened was,
go ahead, brother. Talk about it.
This car was the biggest headache of my life, but I wanted to make it look nice. So I took the joint over to make up. And when I sat down with the man and picked the car up, it looked like one thing. And when I went to go pick the car up,
oh, man.
Tell him, the car was not what I thought it was going to be. The color I was going for was this, like, funny blue. And what made it even worse was, I thought I'd do a little upgrade, so I got that gold foam around my doors. And around the window.
I'm gonna give a shout out to y'all boy right now. I'm gonna give a shout out to the rest in peace, Rakim, right now. If Rakim was alive, he would say, S.A.
I say S.A.
Yo, it was so wild.
You had gold trim around your doors?
Gold trim around
doors. Around Prince Purple.
Around Prince Purple.
S.A.
Oh, man. But I tell you what.
Yo, we got everywhere in that car, man. We got everywhere.
We had so much fun in that car.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. So how you pick up chicks in a Prince Purple car? And it trimmed in gold, your game gotta be hella strong. And I mean hella strong. So, you already know.
But the funny thing is, a little while later, man, is when people started tricking out their cars, really. Well, it gets popular in our area, I should say. I don't want to say because Cali, they've been doing it. But down in South Jersey, we had kind of got on it late, I think. So, even though it was a crappy car, and yo, what was the one I'm talking about? This joint was a hoop. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? But it definitely helped.
I had magic.
You had the Cadillac.
Shout out to Big Mar.
That was later, though.
Nah, he had the still heavy celeb, bro.
What the? Shout out to the heavy celeb.
Shout out to the heavy celeb as your first car.
State.
And those that know about heavy celebs, SPB out there had a heavy celeb. You know, as his first whip, Big Mar had his heavy celeb first whip, and then the lack came later.
I remember the lack. I remember the first time. I never forget the first time Moses was giving me a ride. This is a good example too of what you might do. And I wasn't even 20. I was like 17. I had a job in the Hamilton Mall at that clothing store on the first floor. We used to get it where we used to get the cross colors.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was supposed to be going to work. Mom was supposed to be taking me to work. You want to play ball? And I was like, yo, you know what? I do hate this job. I had only been there like a week. Shout out to my cousin, Big Garnett Pellin. He got me the job, but I hated the job. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to the court, I'm playing some ball, and I never went back.
Damn, Big Mar, what the fuck?
Yo, and that's fucked up. That's not even the only niggas live.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Nah, but it was all good though, cause that was one of the first times I got to hang out with Mar. We had a ball, playing ball, and it wasn't like I was really missing
that.
Out. Cause later on, we all know what happened. We wound up at the Sizzler.
Shout out to Sizzler. Those that don't know about that. Shout out to the Sizzler crew.
Shout out to Big Art.
Back in the day, he was a part of the Sizzler crew. Reality Rap Show shouting y'all out. Y'all know who all y'all was. I can't run on the whole name now, but shout out to Big Art. Gave everybody a job in the hood and free food to go home with. And if not, we was taking that shit anyway.
Free food, we were. Free snappers.
Yeah, and you already know. We was taking that food any motherfucking way. Oh, man. You already know, man. Reality Rap Show, smoking in the boys' room. Shit that we not going to do. We're going to take a fucking break and, get back at it, man. You know, that's what we doing over here. We in the remote location of a Big Mall's. Watch out for the Poison Ivy out this motherfucker, man. You know what I mean?
Poison Ivy
alert, man. Watch out for that.
Well,
you're going to start itching.
Listen,
man, watch yourself.
Nigga, I just scared that shit in 10 seconds. What you fucking?
Okay. We're rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, you got an extra. I'm about to rub that.
We'll be back with y'all. We right back, people.
Oh, no, nigga, we've been going to the rec.
When did y'all start going to the rec?
The rec was right around the corner. I mean, like, we had the.
Reality Rap Show, we back over here, man.
Because if y'all was going before smoking me, I just wish boys, somebody would have let me know.
We talking about. The rec,
nah,
we talking about the infamous Rex Motel Hotel.
They didn't care about no ID.
They didn't care about nothing.
If you had a short stay at the Rex,
give it up to yourself out there. You stayed at the Rex Motel once upon a time. You been up in there. I saw you. I saw you.
Yo,
crazy time.
My mic on? Uh-oh.
Yeah, you are Big Mar in the building. Shout out to Big Mar over there. Big Mar in the building. You know, he went to the Rex once upon a time.
Nah, I was over there just chilling. You know, I got that vibe too.
Okay. At the Rex just chilling.
Probably way back in the teenage years, though.
Yeah.
I went there from around the way, you know what I mean? But I really ain't had to mess with the Rex.
Yeah, we know the dungeon.
The dungeon.
The dungeon was great. So, yeah. Big Mar, he ain't the muscle director too much, you know.
Didn't really have to. I mean, nah. You just knew it was great to get out of control.
Right. Yeah, so the Rex, that those don't know, the Rex was like a ran down
stinky lanky.
Yeah, Roach Motel.
Roach Motel with like 70s pattern. Like a lot of like a lot of greens and
nasty
oranges.
Rug. The rug was
oranges colors
so
is
dirty that the shoe was
browns stinky. And yeah, the color scheme was just like, yo, what the fuck? And not even that. You was in the bed, you know, with it in the covers.
Yo, it's amazing that none of us ever got bed bugs in that fucking place.
Shout out to the not bringing nothing home from the Rex Motel.
For real.
Yeah, shout out to that, man.
I mean, that's what you can afford on the McDonald's salary, you know what I'm saying?
McDonald's and Sizzler.
McDonald's salary, you that's what you can afford, them. Man.
Let's see what that, hey, that of the car.
From Darius, South Jersey, you definitely
that of the car.
Part of one of the crews.
Yeah.
And we used to look out for each other. Yeah. Hook it up with the free food. You know, you was taking somebody out on a date or something. Or...
It's a shame you can't even do that.
Nah. Shit, man.
Well, if you had the munchies, you would roll through Mickey D's and your boys would hook you up with a couple of extra fries.
Exactly. You don't
some
have
apple pies.
Yeah, man. Or bring it home some
you
shit.
You knew me while I was working there. You ain't have to go there. You gonna bite the mock pig. You ain't gonna eat
it. Shout out anything to everything that fucking fell off a truck. Big freezer bags. You know what I mean? Chicken fingers on deck.
I wasn't no fingers, it was bags and nuggets.
Yeah, hold on.
Wasn't no fingers back then.
Oh, nuggets. Yeah, okay, well, there's some type of chicken in there. Shit.
I can't put my man on blast, though, but he should come through with him. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to say I got him out the back. I might have gave a nigga a ride. Truck with something.
Oh, man.
He might have offered me something for taking him home. I ain't gonna say nothing. I said, okay.
Man. Smoking in the boys' room over here on a reality rap show. Oh, man. Big Ma, something just came to me real quick. Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Once upon a time, you bought a VCR when they first came out. Was it a VCR? Where'd you get that thing in a brand new box from when you opened it up when you got home? It was taped up all nice and neat.
I didn't know we wanted to do that.
I mean, talk about that. I mean, for anybody that ever been, if you ever been gagged out there once upon a time, and it's like when you find things to fall off a truck, make sure that it's the right thing, man. Like, definitely, like, open up the box. Make sure that joint work, plug in, all that other good stuff. So, we ain't condoning any products coming from the looting.
Got me, the fiend got
you know
me.
What I mean?
Yeah, it's all good. He had a good ass story. The fiend got me. It's all good.
Oh, man.
The nigga had the box wrapped up. He had the box wrapped up in the VCR. He had the remote control. Everything. The box looked good.
Brand new. It's just, you know.
I was like, yo, I'm about to open this show. He's like, yo, man. The cops was around the corner. Man, he can't be opening it right up, man. He's like, yo, man, just give me $20. Too fast. Open it up. It was two Budweiser. It was two Budweiser, like you hold like four, six packs in it. It was upside down. It was filled with newspapers and bricks. The nigga, like he got me too. He got me all the time. Yo, it was the perfect weight.
Yeah.
The nigga was. It was the perfect box when I opened it up. He got me. Got me something terrible. Everybody laughing about it. It's all good.
Oh, man. Hey, man.
You got that off. Hope you got some good ass smoke with that.
Hey, listen, man.
Fiend ass nigga.
Hey, listen. Hey, man. Big
Mo. Got extra high.
Big Mo, see you, man. Put fucking, you know, two in you, man.
Everybody doing it.
Oh, man.
You probably got the COVID and dead already.
Oh, man, stop. Smoking in the boys' room. What a reality rap show out here, man. Oh, man.
All right, so come on.
Hey, man, what
you
got?
I know you got more because you always plotting.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't never plotting, man.
I don't know if y'all know y'all host.
Nah, man, I ain't got shit going on, man.
Yeah, but the problem is, we're going to have a problem with this. This is the problem we're going to have.
What we got?
Because as soon as we start talking about the L shit, he's going to go home and all that shit out. And we ain't going to let him hear the real story about himself.
Nah, man. So everybody know.
No, they don't.
A lot of people know.
No, they fucking don't.
Yeah, they do. They know. I've done shit.
No, they fucking don't.
It's always a funny moment.
Hey.
You know, hey.
Hey, yes.
You already know. You know it's all. You know, you was laughing. Yeah, my bad. My fault. Yeah, that shit was funny. Yeah, nigga.
I tell you some stories about AC Fire when that motherfucker was a flame. You dig?
What happened?
Talking about he a fire.
I was a small thing, but I wasn't always you know, as big as the bonfire explosion. You know what I mean? But it's all good, man. Hey, man, listen.
Let's give our big shout out to AC Fire for when he used to.
Go ahead. Go, man.
Let's go.
Yeah.
When he used to roll his mom's car out the driveway in neutral.
Yeah.
Steal it. He didn't have a license.
First of all, I don't call that stealing.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's not stealing. I was practicing the drive. I had my permit. Huh? I had my permit. I was practicing the drive.
Unbelievable.
If you look, I put it like this. It was no cars on the road at night, right? It wasn't that many cars on the road. So that let me know I was getting my, you know, maneuvering. My maneuvering. Nah, man, I was getting my maneuvering.
A little car thief. Didn't even know. Nah, I didn't even know this nigga was
30
something years.
Nah,
he didn't even know
this car thief. Oh, man.
Go ahead. Keep on
talking. Hey, listen, man. Listen.
That's why your mom don't like me to this day.
Oh, man. Shout out to my mom out there. We're going to crash the barbecue coming up soon. We're going to crash that joint.
She's still going to let me fight.
Yeah. Got nothing to do with that.
Shout out to Miss Thelma.
Too funny, bro. Too funny. Yeah, man. I was practicing the drive, so.
Yeah, but you know. But then we'll come pick me up. And
yes, I would.
Me drive,
and,
I
yeah, because he had his L's, but my mom had a hotter car, so I was like, hey.
Get me in trouble with his mom.
That's right, on my behalf.
Yeah, but who was you hanging with to let you do that? Who would do something like that?
Well,
that's white people shit.
Yeah, not really.
That's white people shit.
Nah, how you figure?
Oh, man.
Man, come on, man. Taking the car? Listen, shit.
The Ford man, LTD didn't
I tell you what,
roll too good. So sometimes
I knew AC how to take a car from females that was stealing their cars and picking up people. You know what I mean? So I seen chicks doing it that was like in the grade younger than me taking their car and driving. I said, shit, I'm doing that too. Like, damn right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad,
shout out to driving early, man. Yeah. Shout out to everybody that drove early, man. Hey, AC5 is one of the ones that like, yo, man, I'm out. That's what it is.
But yeah. Big shout out to, because he didn't ever, well, he did eventually break his mom's car, but not none of those times when he was sneaking it or borrowing it out.
Oh, man.
But after he got, the crazy thing is, after he got his L's, that's when he started turning into Crash Bandicoot.
I drove better without a legitimate license, I was up.
I'm gonna put something out there right now that probably changes
nigga's
life.
Go, man.
Hashtag bum juice.
Oh, man.
Hashtag bum juice right now. Oh.
Hashtag bum juice.
The nigga was on bum juice.
Bum juice. Bum
the
juice.
Nigga was on bum juice. Oh, man. It was 10th grade in school. You bum
tenth,
juice.
Yeah. 10th, 11th grade. Yeah, I think I started. Yeah.
Crazy shit.
Yeah. Bum juice was a concoction.
Yeah, but I wasn't doing that shit.
But you had some.
No, I didn't.
You had no bum juice?
Fuck no, y'all niggas. Yo.
Oh, what was that? Me and the
y'all
devil?
Y'all niggas is doo-doo.
That's me and the devil had some bum juice? Then you had some bum juice.
No,
I
ain't
had
no bum juice.
Nah, that wasn't me.
Man.
Disgusting.
Nah, that wasn't me. I remember AC Fire in the morning. School.
The devil makes another
appearance. Sneaking off in the woods with the devil. To drink some bum juice. I used to be like,
oh, man.
Drinking
bum juice before school, man.
How early you getting up to go to school?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you at the bus stop drinking bum juice?
The bus stop.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Wow. It was making the day was interesting, I would say that. I would definitely say my day was interesting going to school.
Coming to school, yeah.
You know, high school, that is. You know what I'm saying? I was always on point. You know what I mean? So I was always the one in class. You want to fuck around and, all right, you know, find skate in the building. So we always had fun in every class. Right? Every class was a fucking adventure. Damn right. Every class was an adventure, man. Every class was gym class. Gym class or art class. That's what I turned it into. No matter what the fuck it was, gym class or art class, man. Shit, man. Shout out to fucking playing full court tennis on the tennis court, taking over the whole fucking court when you don't stay in your fucking side. You're just knocking the ball all the fuck over the tennis court.
Shout out to
doing that shit.
Playing golf in gym class, and you just hit the ball as hard and as far as possible.
Where you go get the ball, you go get the ball that's closest and let everybody else go find your balls.
Listen, some of these cats don't even know what golfing and gym class is, man. Or even what gym is, man. They don't even have gym in some schools, man, which is fucked up out here. You know what I mean? We was definitely, you know, privileged to a decent, you know, high school and took the advantage that we wanted to take with it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to motherfucking EHT out there, man. But moving right along, smoking in the boys' room. Smoking in the boys' room out here in the Rowdy Rap Show. We're getting ready to fucking take off. Get up out of here, man. It's getting a little dark. Get these damn tiki torches out. Hop on this motherfucking plane. And dips.